if Waukesha submits its request for water from Lake Michigan, it would be the first major request since Great Lakes states agreed to a water diversion compact. Being first means receiving a lot of scrutiny. Melissa Scanlon is with the legal group Midwest Environmental Advocates. She wonders if water diversion would lead to more economic development in Waukesha and take jobs from low-income workers and racial minorities in Milwaukee.
I think it's imperative for people to look at how water is going to influence job growth and concentrations of poverty and wealth in the region.
At a recent meeting in Waukesha, several residents of that city urged Waukesha leaders not to sign any water diversion deal with Milwaukee that would let the big city tell the smaller community what to do. But Scanlon says Milwaukee should at least push for better transit between the two cities and more low-income housing in Waukesha.
I think it's looking at the big picture of how you connect these dots and make sure that there aren't continued extremes in segregation in the region.
Waukesha could get the water from other communities along Lake Michigan, but connecting a pipe to Milwaukee's water system would be the cheapest alternative. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.